Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, hello, everybody. We're in the car.
Why, yes, we are.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hold on. I've got to do my seatbelt, or else the car will beep at us. And now I got this cable in the way. We're on our way to get
Scott's
a flu shot. Yeah, because Kim already did it. The kids have already done it.
No, you and Nick.
Oh, Nick hasn't done it?
No.
All right.
He's getting his this month, so we have to hurry up and get him before him, so we're all immunized.
We're all getting ready, because we don't want the little dude to get
the
sick.
Flu.
Yeah. He also crawled for the first time.
Yesterday.
That was rad.
It was super fun to watch.
Yeah, he's all excited and kind of making funny noises as he does it. And we knew this was coming soon, but it's funny because just when he was here last weekend, he couldn't do it.
No, it now was suddenly, all in one day.
Yeah, suddenly now he's doing it.
Suddenly now we have to get a gate for our stairs.
Yep. So we're getting this weird stretchy gate thing from
Amazon,
that lets you attach it to one side of the wall and then you pull it like a sheet. It's like
it's
a
retractable,
right?
Because he's not at our house every day.
Yeah, plus we have a weird stair entry that's not, you can't put a gate there,
it's
very
not
easy.
Level. Yeah, it's not level with each other, so.
So, plus those gates are a pain. They get in the way.
Oh, yeah, you have to climb over them.
Yeah, no. They're a pain in the butt. This thing, you just go vert, vert, vert. Are you going to know how to set it up when we get it?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had the other kind before, and they're not bad. It's just kind of a pain to climb over and then go down the stairs.
Right. So we're in the car. We're gonna go to Target because we have a friend who.
There's a CVS pharmacy inside there.
Yeah, and Josh, who probably is hearing this later though.
Yeah.
I think he listens to this.
He does.
Josh is a friend and a local and a listener, and he is the pharmacist there, and he will administer my shot.
Hopefully, he's not his day off.
Yeah, we don't
not
know actually until
off.
We get there. But he's always very gentle. He's a gentle lover.
Oh, poor Josh.
Poor Josh.
Don't say that about Josh.
What, that he's a gentle lover? He's a
gentle...
That's a song.
Shot giver.
He's a gentle shot giver. He's not going to miss his shot, and today we're going to prove it. And then while we're in there, we're going to... Do we even want to talk about that?
I don't know.
Everyone's sick of my... Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll focus on the positive. I lost 6.5 pounds since a week ago.
Yeah.
No reason. There was no significant reason.
Oh, gosh. Listen.
But I lost that weight. I feel good about it. Been on the treadmill every day.
I want to talk about this. Guys lose weight so fast.
Yeah, what is up with that?
It's not really fair. I mean, women are supposed to hold on to the fat. We are you know,
because you're protecting those babies.
We have all that. But I'm done with that. Why can't I lose weight fast?
Because you've been evolutionarily speaking, you still get stuck with that business. It doesn't change.
Yeah, I know. I just can complain about it, though.
Until you have the change. You excited about the change?
Not necessarily.
Is that that's a thing still, right? People have that?
Oh, yeah.
Menopausal?
Menopausal change.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
No.
Look, I am far enough from 50 that I'm not worried about it yet.
You'll be fine. I'm not worried about you. Anyway, so the point is, what's the point? The point is just eating. I haven't eaten any sugar. Junk food, other than, you know, like an apple has sugar in it, but it's, you know, natural sugar the way the Lord meant it. What was this, a policeman? Is he a policeman?
I don't know. He's got some serious eyebrows.
He's scary.
Well, there's a cop up there.
Maybe he's a stripper.
Tearaway.
Tearaway stripper, yeah.
Pants.
You have the right to remain sexy and then to rip it off.
Standing on the side of the road by the grocery store?
Yeah, what? I don't understand what that's about. I feel safer, though.
I'm glad.
Anyway, you know, with our very dangerous trip to the Target in our neighborhood here, a lot of crime,
trouble.
So anyway, it turns out when you stop eating garbage and start getting real, sounds like the real world intro.
Oh my gosh.
You stop eating garbage, you stop eating sugar, you just drop pop like a hot rock. You end up with like a 4-day headache.
Say that fast.
Pop, hot rock.
Yeah.
Oh, drop pop like a hot rock.
There you go.
Drop pop like a hot rock. I can do it. Can you do it?
No.
No,
I can't.
It turns out that's the headaches go away. I feel better today, a lot better. And you lose. Oh, up there. That's where you want to go.
Good spot right there.
You should have changed your Target. All right, we're gonna go on the Target. When we come back, we'll report on how it went.
Goes.
Yeah. How well I took to today's arm shot.
Because mine hurt last week. I got mine done last week, and for 2 days it kind of
ached.
What
if I punched your arm now?
It's fine now.
Oh, okay.
I'd punch it right back.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. See you guys in a sec. How do I pause this? I think I just have to hit stop. All right. We're back from the Target, and man, it hurt this year.
Mine did, too.
Usually it doesn't hurt me at all. Like, it's a tiny little prick in my arm, and I don't even think about it.
Mine hurt for 2 days last week when I did it.
This thing kind of like went all the way down to my fingers, and like my left side's being weird, like kind of hurts.
Car wants you to put your seatbelt on. Go put your
hold on. Ow, and it hurts to do that now?
Yep. See, man. You thought we were just being babies last week.
I thought you guys were being babies. Something about this year's concoction or whatever.
Maybe. I don't know.
Really threw me for a loop in there. Anyway, it's fine. What are we eating?
I don't know. What do you want?
I kind of want Fat Boys or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Fat Boys? That's an ice cream.
No. The other one.
Pep Boys will do your oil change.
No, Pot Bellies. Pot Bellies.
Because
I can get a good...
Fat Boy.
I can get a good, thin wheat thing with tons of veggies and a little turkey. What's Warren's?
I don't know. It's brand new. They just opened
Well, how do you
one
know if it's
right
a good
here.
Salad?
Well, they just say on the side of it that has salads.
Should I get a salad?
Probably.
At Warren's?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Let's do it. Are you in the right lane?
To try. We'll just take a ride up here.
Okay. We're going to try a new place called Warren's. Nothing to do with Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, she's got a little side business going with some salad places.
What's that cop doing? I don't know. She's got like a camera set up, so I think he's getting interviewed for something.
Oh, maybe it's a school interview thing or something. She looks young.
Maybe, but he has some sweet sideburns. But he's bald. So yeah. What do you call that? Lamb chops. That's
I wish
what
you guys
it
could
like.
See this, actually.
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops? I wonder if his nickname is Lamb Chop in the Force. Hey, Lamb Chop, how you doing? Shut up. I'm a huge man. Rawr.
Shut up.
F off. Oh, it's really making my whole left side be weird.
I know. I'm sorry.
Is that like it's like a little version of the flu deciding to
no,
fight
it's
and die.
Not.
No, I don't mean I'm going to get the flu. I just mean
proven that that's
there's
not
antibodies
the
now flying around the old body here going, hey, what if this all hurt?
Did you just say antibodies?
The antibodies. Oh. Not antibodies.
It's
anybody
want to
go?
Antibodies.
Antibodies.
Bodies.
Body.
Body.
All right, so we're going there.
We're going to go get ourselves a really good salad. Keep Scott
keep
on the same
forgetting Longhorns
path.
There. Keep forgetting that. One night when I do it like a cheat night, we'll go get a Longhorn, not do any bread, just get the freaking biggest steak ever.
I don't know if that's a good idea either.
Protein it up, man. I mean, okay. I don't eat that much red meat, so it would be sparing.
Yeah. All right.
Huh, I've never heard of this place. Do you want to do the drive up?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's
good. It looks
good.
Like it's less busy than inside.
Okay. Well, do you want to look at the menu?
All right, I'm going to pause this shit. I'm going to pause this thing. We'll be right back.
Would you like to try our French dip today?
No, actually, we're going to do a large Aloha salad and a large Cobb salad, please.
Yeah, we're getting the Cobb.
Hey, what dressing did you want on the Cobb salad?
Do they have blue cheese? Please? Yeah, blue cheese.
Okay. And anything else for you today?
That'll do it for us. Thank you.
Are you a member of our rewards program?
Not yet.
If you want to sign up?
Oh, boy. Here you go.
Phone number?
801. 361.
It's expensive.
$20 a salad.
Yeah, it seems like an expensive deal, doesn't it?
Well, it's like $8.50 a salad plus tax.
Sometimes I'm reminded that inflation is real and that I live in 2019.
Gosh, you're a picky bugger, aren't
you? I am a picky bugger. That's why I like eating at home mostly, but not today.
Well,
today,
that's because you've just been somewhere and we got it.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, how are you?
Is this the two salads for you?
Yep.
18, 14.
Why does that seem like a lot?
It's like $8.50 a salad.
Is that
it's
good?
Really inexpensive.
Sounds like California prices.
No. California prices, they'd be about $14 a piece.
Yeah, plus $8 of water.
Stop it.
A very expensive prostitution as well.
How would you know that?
I don't know that.
Thank you so much.
Completely making it up. Oh, they have breakfast here at Warren's.
Have that food right out, okay.
Awesome. Do you have a to-go menu?
I do. Let me grab it.
Thank you.
Now serving breakfast, 8 a.m. to 11
a.m.
It says now serving breakfast, but they're not really. Oh, they just mean at that time they're serving
from
it.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
When they say breakfast. When they say now, they don't mean now.
They mean now we're serving breakfast from 11 to
this restaurant serves breakfast at a time.
Correct.
But not now.
That's what we would have paid for one salad in California.
You're probably right. If you go to
California.
You go to Anaheim, it'd be like 30.
Oh, thank you.
Which we're not going to this year, which is weird, right? A little bit?
It's a little weird. We've done that for
since 2011.
7 years. Well, we skipped 2012 because they skipped it.
They skipped it, yeah.
But we've been every year since 2011
so
that they had it.
9 years? No.
Seven years.
8 years.
Well, 7 times, yeah. 8 years. Wow, that is weird.
Isn't that crazy? That's nuts.
It is weird not to go, but
it's
at
all right.
The same time,
we're
home for Halloween.
We're
going to
be home for Halloween. We're going to be with the boy. We're going to do all the Halloween stuff with the boy. It matters
Van's
to me.
Coming
I
over
do
in
this.
His costume. He's going to be a hobbit.
He's going to be a hobbit. His mom's going to be a sexy Gandalf. Which seems
it's
a little,
be
you know,
great.
A little not her to do that, but that's
she's
fine.
Excited about dressing up because of the baby.
And then Dylan doesn't want to do any of it.
And that's okay.
Yeah. He's a man like me.
You usually want to dress up, and then it comes to the time of about 12 hours before you need to get dressed up, and you go, what am I going to be?
Maybe I want to do something this year.
Well, you should.
Maybe I should be a Ghostbuster.
Okay.
I don't want to be a Ghostbuster.
I don't want to be a pirate.
I want to be, I don't know what I want to be, but I know that this shot is making the side of my face hurt.
They have a Rocky Mountain Reuben, by the way, here. Now that I have the takeout menu. Yeah, it's rye bread, though.
Yeah, rye's better. What do you got here? I'm just all about the healthy now.
Let's see what breakfast
actually,
looks
that
like.
Actually, that salad I just got, let's make sure what's in it. I actually didn't.
All right.
Look, it's the Cobb combo.
Cobb salad, ham and turkey combo, roan romaine, bacon, blue cheese, crumbles, olives, tomatoes, hard-boiled egg, and your choice of dressing.
Okay, so pretty standard.
Not bad.
Yeah, I probably should have gotten that.
Well, next
time.
That's
okay, though. Next time. Yeah. Why do they call it front runner? Is it because of the...
I
tracks?
Don't know. This is, it's kind of, what is the salad with the apples and raspberries and almonds and blue cheese and stuff like that on it?
That's
it's usually like a house salad or
there's a word for it.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't remember what it is. But it's good.
Shoot. Whatever it is. Gazpacho salad.
Gazpacho?
No.
That's soup.
That's cold soup. That's refrigerated goop. Don't like it. Not a fan.
All right.
Some people I know, like Ibbot, loves it. Loves gazpacho. Any time of the day.
I want my soup warm.
Same.
I'm sorry.
Same.
Or I'll have a cold.
I'll have a cold tomato-y thing, but not with chunks in it. It's like drinking salsa.
Oh, like a V8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
that's different, though. That's a drink.
Margarita
That's a drink,
mix
not
style.
Supposed to be a soup.
That's true. I got to get more of that. I love those.
V8? All right. Yeah. I can do that.
Can we have some of those?
We have a couple left is all.
Okay, because we threw out a bunch that went bad.
We had it for far too long.
Yeah. We try to keep food around in case there's ever a zombie apocalypse, so we rotate it out. And sometimes
we have
a
year's supply of toothpaste and tampons at most times.
Did you hear that thing where women are using toothpaste to tighten up their vajayjays?
What?
Yeah, we had it on the show this morning.
Really?
It's a real thing, and doctors are warning them not to do it.
I don't think I'm going to try that.
Because you can create all kinds of issues.
Yeah, yeast infections and all other problems.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not good.
Minty, fresh vagina. but really, they were not worth it. They were warning against it, and I don't know who would do
so
that.
So that's a new weird trend, like...
A little bit.
Like Tide Pods kind of thing going on
kinda.
For women?
Do you see those new alcohol pills?
Okay, what is up with that? Do they dissolve in your mouth or something?
No. You put them in drinks. You put them in water.
Okay.
And they dissolve and create the alcoholic drink. So it's basically dehydrated
alcohol.
Because
I heard they were doing pods of, like, whiskey.
Yeah.
Someone was talking about that, and I thought, why?
You don't swallow them. It's
okay,
not like a...
Okay, that's weird.
What are those things where they have...
They're not suppositories? Get you drunk like that.
Well, I'll bet people do. That's the problem.
I bet they will.
Put a little toothpaste in there and go.
Oh, my gosh.
So hold on a second, though. Isn't it... How would that work?
Look at that limo.
Kids are going to... It's going to be bad.
Oh, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
It's not going to be good.
For
and
a lot
also,
of parents.
Also, how could that taste good? If you're a connoisseur of whiskey, you know?
I would imagine you only want it in glass. I don't even know how that
what
works.
What are those things called that you're in your kid and you eat them and in the middle there's like a... It's like fruit on the outside, fruity, kind of leathery on the outside.
Oh, like a gusher?
Gusher.
It'll be like
they
a gusher.
They remind me of gushers. Like
except
a whiskey.
With a gusher, you can eat the whole thing. I don't feel like it should dissolve in anything.
Yeah.
Like anything that dissolves, it's still in there. There's still plastic-ish
yeah, you're right.
stuff. Or maybe it's just like a gelatin.
I assume it dissolves and is not harmful. The way it's like a gel cap would for like an oil capsule.
Okay, all right.
Like that. I think that's what they are. They're all shaped like little precious stones.
Oh,
but they're like,
gosh.
You know, amber in color and stuff like alcohol. And they have different ones, and I guess you just put them in and you mix them. I mean, I don't drink, so I haven't really followed this. But
I don't understand it.
But I guarantee
okay.
you some kid's going to put one in his a-hole. He will, because he'll think, oh, that's where you get drunk real fast, and then he's going to, like, OD on freaking drink gushers.
Ugh.
Whiskey gusher.
Whiskey gushers.
Yep.
Now, see, you're kids are going to want to try this.
Well, nobody listening to this have any ideas, right?
Yeah, don't.
Literally, I should have done my right side. It's stronger.
Why? It's stronger?
Left is my weak side.
So I can
actually
feel an ache.
I could
punch you
ache.
In the arm and you'd be really mad at
there's
me.
There's an ache in my teeth?
I think there's a little bit
up
of...
Up here?
It's right up here in your head.
No, you think it's psychosomatic, but I think I'm feeling the physical thing.
I think some of it is. Because I felt this way, and then you guys bumped me in the arm on purpose, and I thought... Ow.
I did not.
Nick did.
Nick did.
It was really funny, though, because he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. He was,
punching
me in the arm.
I wouldn't do that on purpose. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm glad. And I won't do that to you.
Although, the other night, so I was doing jumping jacks, and I hit the side of the bed and created a giant gouge on my shin. So this morning at about 6 a.m., Kim's playing footsie and going right over my freaking, right in the wound. Just,
I'm sorry. I could use a pedicure.
It's like one of those movies where somebody gets shot, and then the guy's trying to get info out of him, so he starts... shoving the gun in the wound or whatever. That's what it felt like.
I'm sorry. I could use a pedicure if you're feeling generous.
The worst part about it was you did it and I went, oh, and I moved. And then you did it again. I'm like, that's it. I'm getting up to take care of the dogs. This sucks.
I didn't know I was hurting you.
My
you just dropped your glasses
okay.
on the floor.
Well, that's great. That's what you want.
That's lovely.
Well, this is not fast food.
Well, we could have gone in. We chose not to.
Yeah, but
there's a reason why no one else is in line. They all tried it.
There's a gigantic parking lot over there full of cars.
Yes.
So
and
I
no
think...
one's in line in front of or behind us.
Yeah,
so,
not a great first impression. Although, maybe it's not meant to be fast food. Maybe this is supposed to be good. I've never heard of Warner's.
Warren's.
Warren's.
I haven't heard of Warners either.
Warners would be a cool name. Warners. Warner's Burgers and Fries.
Warner Brothers Burgers and Fries.
Well, no, because then you're then you got a problem.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah. Look what else they got. They got burgers and things.
Yep.
This looks like Cubby's competition to me. The way those sandwiches all look.
Maybe. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they look
all
right.
There's a pastrami burger.
Oh, my
gosh.
I
like
can't eat those anymore, though.
Burger. I like everything lettuce wrapped, though.
I like the cured meats. I do.
The sensual cured meats?
Not the kind George uses, but... Or I would never use them in that way. But I do like them.
Well,
I don't like the sensation I'm having.
I'm sorry. Can I punch you in the arm? Will I think it'll just dissolve that feeling?
No.
If I do it?
Remember how tight my neck used to get?
Rub your arm. Like that.
I don't even feel it. Ow! I felt it! Ah, son of a goat! Oh.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was that tender. I haven't touched it since she did it. That sent me off.
Just rub it
out. It was up high! Don't. That really hurt.
It was up high.
Here, look at it.
It's a Band-Aid on it. There's nothing
to
see.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
All right. Well, I guess we're about done here because we just have to
Yeah, we talked a little bit about food, but
lately, oh, yeah. There's our food. Geez. There we go.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much. You too.
Okay. Thanks, Fred.
And that's why I talk to people in the window and Scott doesn't. Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right. I don't have patience for people.
I know.
That's bad,
isn't
it?
That's not nice. He was very, very personable.
I think it's also rubbed off on my two youngest children. I think that they're also impatient with people.
Absolutely.
And not that we're rude to them. Not at all.
No.
You just are like, too busy to be bothered with this. Or I've just got too much going on to... be Mr. Now let's be in the nice mode.
It was really funny because that's when I ran into the Dan character in Harmon's the other day.
Dan character.
He was very nice and he said, "Are you Scott Johnson's wife, Kim?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, I'm a fan. I like to listen to his shows. He goes,
Does he
I've
listen
always,
to this one?
He said, "I've always wanted to run into Scott just out and about in
Well, how come you never
South
came
Jordan?
To Nerdtacular?"
And I said, "That's because I run the errands."
Well, yeah, but what? Why
Scott's
didn't he,
never out and about.
Why did he never come to a Nerdtacular, though? Did
I
you ask
know.
Dan that?
I didn't ask Dan that, no.
Well, Dan, if you're listening, what the H, man? I did that for 10
Maybe
years.
Maybe he did.
Yeah,
didn't
I guess
ask
so.
Ask him. It's been a couple years since we've had one, so
we're
going to
do more Utah meetups. We're going to start figuring out cool places for it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I have an idea for that, but I won't say it now because... You have to, you know.
Is it the bar downtown?
It's the Barcade.
Barcade,
downtown.
Yeah. Well, we could do that for adults because they have because it's a bar. But we could do, there's lots of stuff. There's like some tabletop-y places. There's like, we just need to do more of them.
Yeah.
And get more Utah business going on because I like the locals. The locals are great.
The locals are great everywhere, though.
They are, but I just feel like I'm here. We may as well see each other more.
Okay.
Do you know
Good
what I mean?
Good idea. Good plan. Then whenever we have big meetups, people can show up if they want to from not here.
Right. Normally, BlizzCon's one of those, but not this year. Not going.
No, not this year.
Have you been following any of the controversy or just stuff I've said?
Just what you've said.
Yeah, it's not the reason I'm not going.
No.
Although, part of me is kind
of
glad because I don't want to kind of be under that umbrella of anger. Like, I kind of am glad.
That you're not going to be there
a little more. Bit, yeah. Just because, I mean, I guess what I'm saying as well, it's just as well that I'm not.
Because it's going to be a hard year.
Yeah, but if Blizzard called me tomorrow and said, "Hey, we need somebody to help run a panel or something," I'd go.
Show up, you would.
I'd go. Of course, I would.
But and because you're not on a panel, and
yeah, this is just a good year. We got the little 8-month-old. Like, there's family stuff. I want to do that for once around this time of the year. I want this fall, the whole fall lead up to Christmas. I want to make awesome this year.
And it will be.
Yeah. I'll keep getting skinnier. It's good.
That's one part of it.
But
I did mow up all the leaves yesterday, and I was surprised at how many were out there.
Did you jump in them, like a pile of them, like a child?
No. I mowed them up. Just suck them right up, put them in a bag, and put them in the garbage can.
Are they in the can now? Ooh, what's the frick is that?
Yeah, that's their Halloween decorations.
Ugh.
They're kind of cool and
that
scary.
That scared me at first. I thought it was a dude.
Carter thought it was a dog.
So let me describe it. It's like American Werewolf and London-style werewolf. Like
yes.
The big, lanky...
It's about 6 feet tall, and it's on its hands and feet.
Yeah. All stretched out like stilts, kind of.
Yeah. And it's all furry. It's
yeah.
Super cool.
I don't like it. Hey, they have a new car.
every week?
Every week that neighbor has a new car. I think
or
they got
people staying there. I don't know.
I think they've got connections with some dealership. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're the poo neighbors. They're much nicer now.
They're much nicer.
Yeah. Because Kim went over and helped him
when
try to move his car.
When you said the poo neighbors, people are going to be like,
the dog
crappy neighbors.
No, they know. I've told this story. Everyone knows. When we're with the poo in the driveway and then whatnot.
Yep.
Hey, we're home now. That's going to be That's going to be it for this show.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
It's just our goofy day going to get a flu shot.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while and we felt bad, so here's our chance to get it out and done and up on the feed.
And we'll get some more recipes out, too.
Yep. If you have any feedback, send it to us. You can go to the website over at frogpants.com/skim. Also, all the archives are there. And if you want to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. Anything else to say, honey? Big final word?
See ya.
And my right side is happy and my left side says F off. Bye now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Bye. How do I stop this?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.